Ping An is also becoming better at the lucrative business of cross-selling, or selling customers more products from other parts of the group, which increases income without incurring the cost of acquiring new clients. The share of retail customers that have contracts with more than one subsidiary rose from around 19% in 2015 to about 37% in June. That puts Ping An about 20 percentage points above the average cross-selling rate for insurers in Asia, according to Bain, a consulting firm. None of this would be possible without Ping An's technological prowess, the third and by far most important ingredient of its success. AI allows cross-selling pitches to customers to be made when they are most useful, for instance. The final sale is done by an agent, but the system develops the recommendation, says Henrik Naujox of Bain, and it's done at the right time. Large banks and insurers often sponsor fintech incubators that develop new technologies, or buy in applications that can be patched on to their core operations. HSBC, for instance, hired Identity, an Australian fintech, this year, to build a digital payments tool. But for regulatory reasons, such experiments tend to be ring-fenced from the financial institution. Ping An, by contrast, has fully internalized these operations, apparently unafraid of regulatory blowback. The group has a 110,000-strong technology development team, larger than the commercial banking divisions of all but the biggest banks, including 3,000 scientists. It submitted 4,625 technology patents in the first half of the year alone. The tools developed within the group's technology unit are often used across the company. These include credit risk models that use vast stores of data to make quick lending decisions at Ping An's consumer finance division, Puhui. Similar data crunching can track a customer's driving habits through movements detected on a mobile phone sensor, and price car insurance accordingly. More accurate pricing on both fronts saves the company money.